What kind of music do you like?
Oh, I like classical a lot. I like, what kind of music? Oh, I like, believe it or not, I forget what it's called now. Like folk songs and stuff, you know, like Peter, Paul, and Mary, and I like that. What's that called?
Yeah, folk music.
Folk music. I like your music.
Thank you.
I always have. anything that Kara does, of course. Let's see here. Well, I just really enjoy. I like classical music too. Did I say that?
Yeah, yeah.
I do, and just anything that has a firm sound to it, a nice beat, a nice. I just love music. Period. I really do love music.
Me too.
Yeah, I used to love to sing too when I was in high school and college. I actually was in the university chorus at Ohio State.
Cool.
Did you know that?
I think so, yeah. Who are some of your favorite musicians and bands?
Oh, don't ask me that. I never got into names.
There's a few, certainly.
Well, of course, the Beatles, but I love their music, too. I really did. I liked it. And Ringo, of course, and well, not just Ringo. I mean, John Lennon in particular, I loved him. Of course, when they shot him. Oh, God, that's... I'll never forget that day. I just love music, Kara.
Me too.
Yeah.
Tell me some...
I love your music. Make some more.
I am constantly, man.
Well, I never hear any of it.
Oh, I bring it over. I'll bring some more over.
Bring some more.
Yeah. What is most important in life?
Love. Caring about people.
I agree. Is there any... Go ahead. No, please.
No, you go ahead.
Is there anything else you'd like to say about your life or life or...
Well, life is too short. Life is too short. And when people leave your life, you always miss them. There's always a vacant spot there that they filled, and it's never going to be filled again the same way. Oh man, I lost my train of thought. What was your original question?
Oh, just if you had any final thoughts about life or memory.
It's way too short. Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't believe, I remember people saying that to me and I'd say, yeah, right. Cause here, you know, I was 21. I go, oh my God, I got so much trouble. You know, I got so much, but it's true. It's way too short. And I've been retired for a long time, actually. Mm-hmm. When did I retire?
I don't know. We're guessing maybe 2007 or something like that.
Yeah, well, that's been 8 years.
Yeah, this year, yeah. Do you remember when you were diagnosed with dementia?
No. That's the one good thing about it. That's the first memory that leaves you. No, I don't remember it. It has been a long time.
How do you feel about that diagnosis?
What do you think?
I think you've got a really good memory for things in the past. That seems to be like rock solid.
You don't think I remember you guys?
Oh my goodness, yes you do. I mean, we're part of your past though,
too. Well, I know, but you're part of my present.
Oh yeah, it's you don't remember details on current things.
Like, ask me a question.
What did you do last night?
Last night. What day was it? It was, what day is this? This is Wednesday, Tuesday, Monday, Sunday, Saturday. Okay, so Friday night. Well, I went out to dinner with Dana, not Dana, but Rip and Xavier, I think. And Dana, maybe.
I brought over some Chinese food.
Last night?
Yeah.
Here?
Yeah.
You, Katie, and me?
Just me. Just me that time.
Oh. That's right. The night before that, I was with Dana, or Riff and Xavier.
Drew and Lisa.
Drew. Oh, fuck. You're right. So, that's very unusual. I wasn't with Riff and Dana at all.
Well, you were with, I'm sure you were with Riff and Dana Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
Well, yeah.
You're usually with them. Yeah.
So, Friday, Drew came over. No. Saturday, Drew came over. Nope. What day is it?
Saturday. Today's Saturday.
Okay. So, Thursday, Drew came over. Friday, you came over. Tonight, you came over.
Yeah.
So where are Dana and Riff at?
Well, Dana's working. Yeah. So what kind of dementia were you diagnosed with?
Early onset's what they said, whatever that means.
Do you remember, like, at first they did diagnose you with early onset Alzheimer's, but do you remember what they changed it to? They said it was frontal temporal dementia.
But what is that?
It's similar. I mean, it's still dementia. It's just slightly different. I don't know the exact
frontal definition. Temporal?
Mm-hmm. I think that's
well,
how
find
you say
out
it.
What the exact definition is. I want to know.
Well, one thing I know is with Alzheimer's, a lot of times people end up with hallucinations and stuff like that. That seems really scary to me. With frontal temporal, that's not so much the case. There's some like behavioral changes.
Are we gonna get nasty?
No.
I said, am I going to get
nasty? Well, sometimes you'll say things that
I'm
are
gonna
like
be a DOM, dirty old man.
I hope not. I think that pretty much wraps it up.
No, I want to talk more. I like talking with you.
Okay.
I don't know. What are we talking about? I forgot. I've lost track of what I was saying, but you know what? I've had a good life. So, that being said, I don't want it to end, but, you know, it will someday. And
how old are you?
I have no idea. 75, 80.
No, you are not.
I'm 95! 66, 67, 67, 68.
I don't know. I'd have to do some math. Let's see.
2004, what year is it? 2015?
Mm-hmm.
So 52 to 2000 plus, so I'm 67.
Well, 66 right now. You'll be 67 in September.
Be 67 in September.
Yeah. See, you're way younger than you think you are.
Yeah, I feel like I'm 90.
90, really?
No, but I don't know. How old do you have to be to feel old?
That's up to you.
Good point. I'm just as young as a child. I'm just a child inside.
Well, Dad, I love you.
Don't leave me.
No, I'm not going to leave. Thank you for doing the interview.
Oh, this is an interview. Oh, my God. I forgot about that thing being on. You've been recording me this whole time?
Yes.
Look at it flash red.
That's because you're clipping it.
What am I clipping?
Like, if it goes too loud for the recorder, it'll clip.
And what does that do when it records?
It'll
it goes
kinda. Yeah, it'll sound distorted.
Distorted.
when you're loud like that, yes.
My goodness. It's distorted.